Ever since I could remember, I was also always mistaken as another ethnicity, mostly Samoan or Tongan or Hawaiian, but I get other ethnicities. Some of them are like Khmer, Cambodian, New Zealand, and even Black and Mexican. Hearing this at a young age just sort of created or added on to the ethnic identity issue that was sprouting or what was already developing. I was already receiving remarks from family members and family friends because I didn't speak Tagalog anymore. And now strangers were contributing to this problem that I know for a fact a lot of other Filipinos and Filipino Americans are facing even to this day. If you see my parents, you'd understand why I have these certain physical features and how it easily contributes to being identified to everything but a Filipino. My dad stands at around 6'3" and he's pretty skinny with thick short hair, while my mom stands at like 5'3" to 5'4"-ish and a little on the chubby side with long hair. And I stand at like 5'11 to 6 with long, thick, curly, dark hair, dark skin, and a build for football, which is why I get mistaken for Samoan and Tongan a lot. Everything opposite the average Filipino has.